Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
There is no clear political path toward a ceasefire and political settlement in Syria, according to the United Nations, and the lack of a political resolution to its civil war leaves the country in a protection crisis. Some 7 million people have been internally displaced within Syria, while millions live as refugees in neighboring countries. The one positive development is the recent extension to keep open until August 13th the Bab al-Salam and al-Ra'i border crossings, currently the only conduits for humanitarian deliveries to 4.1 million people in northwestern Syria. There is also the possibility that the use of the Bab al-Hawa crossing will also be extended, but these crossings must be reauthorized on a regular basis, which creates uncertainty and prevents long-term planning on the part of humanitarian agencies. The United States remains committed to the UN's provision of humanitarian assistance, including through cross-border and cross-line modalities in Syria. We pledged $593 million to that end, said Linda Thomas Greenfield, United States Permanent Representative to the UN. At the same time, we've made clear that reauthorizing the crossings at Bab al-Salam and al-Ra'i in 90-day increments is not a sustainable approach to addressing the scale of humanitarian needs in Syria.
We reiterate our call for the Syrian regime to allow long-term UN access through Bab al-Hawa crossing well before the six-month authorization expires in July. Syrians cannot be left hanging on the edge every few months.
Given Syria's dire humanitarian situation, human rights violations, and lack of accountability for regime crimes and abuses, it is no wonder that Syrian refugees overwhelmingly believe they cannot return to their country, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
It is clear that the Syrian regime has not created the conditions for safe, voluntary, and dignified return. It is yet to guarantee humanitarian access or end its practices of disappearances, unjust detentions, torture, and death. It is yet to clarify the status of missing individuals or put a stop to mandatory conscription, and it has yet to respect rights related to housing, land, and property.
It is long past time that the regime end its intransigence and genuinely work with the opposition to reach agreement on a path forward for all of Syria, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The United States will continue to support efforts to hold the Assad regime accountable for its atrocities and will continue to lead the way in providing assistance to the Syrian people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.